expectation for them. But I would say is if this practice had technicians that this was happening on a regular basis, or if this was an untrained group of people, or if this was a known problem technician and we still allowed it to happen, then that might fall to the responsible of that. But I wasn't hearing. I was hearing that these technicians were qualified and did have the expertise and didn't handle it well, and I just want to, like, I can put that on the responsible that. I would agree. So if anything, I was like, oh, our concern, but even that, I can't really find the violation.
Yeah, I always think if this discussion satisfies what we would try to accomplish with all that Eric and stuff.
Yeah, well,
so why do we need
to and I think
that?
For, well, you know, the whole conduct, like,
for the record.
For the historic.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. Does anyone feel strongly about whether, I mean, I can make a motion that we find no violations of the practice after rules for the responsible vet, Dr. Weinzierl. But does anyone feel passionately that we include a letter of concern? No? Okay. So then I will make that motion that we find no violations. Can we have a second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right. That was Jane. Okay, so I think this concludes the motions of the violations of the findings. So we have voted to find a violation in the case of 24-146, and then no violations in the case of 24-121. This concludes the matters for Dr. Baxter and Dr. Weinzierl, and you'll receive written confirmation of the board's action shortly. At next month's meeting, the board will consider adopting proposed findings of fact and conclusions of law, and after doing so, we'll discuss and adopt disciplinary action. If you have questions, please call the board's executive director, Victoria Whitmore, at the board's office.
I believe that second case was 2553.
Did I have 20? This month was 24-121, but maybe that's wrong. Well, 2553 is not shown here. Okay, so mark that is 24-146 was the violation, and 2453, no violations. Yeah. Okay. This concludes the informal interview. Thank you for being here. Thank you for coming in. I know this is a long process, so I appreciate it.
Thank you, Dr. Weinzierl. I'm going to disconnect the call.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Okay, we just need to take a break.
So we'll take a break and reconvene at 1:15 for the other informal.
Okay.
So 15 minutes. We'll take a 15-minute break.
Great. Thank you.